Welcome to Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 10, Mishnah 3. This Mishnah continues speaking about generations, not just individuals, that lost their portion in the world to come. It says the Mishnah, Dar HaMabel, the generation of the flood of Noach, of Noah's flood, Ein lahem chelek l'olam haba, they do not have a portion in the world to come, Ve'inom b'din, and even after the resurrection of the dead, when ultimately there's going to be a great day of judgment, they won't be part of that judgment. Shenamar, as it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yadun Ruchi Ba'adam La'olam. Hashem says, Lo Yadun Ruchi Ba'adam Ba'olam, my spirit shall not judge them forever. And the Mishnah makes a drasha, understands this verse, Lo Din V'lo Ruach. They won't stand up to judgment, and they also will not have Ruach, a second spirit, a second soul, to come up, to rise up from the dead by the Tchias HaMeisim, by the resurrection of the dead. Dara Palaga, the generation of dispersion. We know there's a story in the Torah when people were all living together and they tried to build a very large tower, the Tower of Babel, and eventually they couldn't communicate with one another and things didn't work out. So the Mishnah says, Dara Palaga, that nation of that generation of the dispersion, Elam Chelik Loma, but the normal portion of the world to come, Shenemar, like it says in the verse, the Yavetz Hashem Osam Misham Apnechal Arts, the Almighty spread them out on the face of the entire world. The Yafetz Hashem Osem, says the Mishnah, when it says that God spread them out, Bolam Hazad, that means in this world. Umisham Hefitzam Hashem, and when it says from there God spread them out, Lolam Habad, it's talking about in the world to come. The Gemara teaches us that the sin of the Dor HaPalaga, of the generation of this person, was that they wanted to rebel against God. However, they were scared that God would bring a flood upon them. Therefore, they said, let's make a city and make a huge tower in this city, and we'll go up to heaven, we'll smite the heavens with axes and with spears until the water flows out. And when the water flows out, there won't be enough water for them to bring a flood against us. So they lost their portion of the world to come. Anshei Sodom, the people of the cities of Sodom, we know the story in the Torah of the people of Sodom and the story with Lavan. The story with Lot, sorry, Ein lam chelek l'olam haba, they don't have a portion of the world to come, Shenemar. It says, V'anshei Sodom roim v'chataim l'Hashem o. The people of Sodom were wicked and sinners, very much against God. So makes the Mishnah understands this verse, Ra'im b'olam hazeh. When it says they were bad or evil, it means in this world, V'chataim l'olam haba. And they were sinners, their sins stand by them in the world to come, therefore they don't get a portion of the world to come. Aval, however, even though they lost their portion of the world to come, when there's going to be a great day of judgment after the resurrection of the dead, they will be part of that judgment. Rabbi Nechemi argues and says, Elu ve'elu, whether the generation of the flood or the generation of the people of Sodom ain't omnim badim, they don't stand up in justice to final judgment. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, Al kein lo yakumu risha'im ba'mishpat. Therefore, says the verse in Tehillim, the wicked shall not stand up in judgment. Zedar hamabel, that refers to the generation of the flood. Because there it says, Ki rabba ru'asa adam, because the evil of man was exceedingly bad. V'chatayim b'tzadikim, and badas tzadikim, at the end of the verse that says, there that the sinners in the won't be able to get up in the communities, the congregation of the righteous, elu anshei Sodom, that's referring to the people of Sodom, that it says by them, anshei Sodom, ra'im v'chatayim, they were really bad. Amulo, so the Chacham said back to Rav Nechemiah, einamam badas tzadikim, even though the people of Sodom won't stand up with the community of the righteous, Aval Omdi Madas Rishayim, they do stand up with the community of the wicked to be judged for their actions. And even the generation of the dispersion, he holds, they will stand up against the judgment one day. Miraglim, the spies, the ten spies that sinned when Moshe sent them into Israel and came back with a negative report, Elam Chelik Lo Maba, they lost their portion of the world to come for speaking evil about Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, as it says, V'ayamuso anashim, the man died, Motzi Ediba Sa'aretz Ra, the people that had given a bad report on the land, B'magefa, they died in a plague with Hashem in front of God. The Mishnah Darshins, it says, the way it understands the verse, V'ayamuso, when it says that they died, B'olam Hazeh, it's talking about in this world. B'magefa, when it says there was a plague or a pestilence, what is that? B'olam Haba, that's talking about in the world to come. Dar HaMidbar, the generation of the desert, they do not have a portion of the world to come. And they won't stand up in the final judgment. It says in this desert, they will be finished, and there they shall die. The duplicity here is that they also lost the portion of the world to come. Divi Rabbi Akiva, that he says that the word Visham Yamusu means in Olam Haba, in the world to come. Rabbi Lezer Omer Aleim, on the generation of the desert, Omer, it says, Isfuli Chasidav, Korse Brisi Alei Zebach. It says in the verse in Tehillim, Isvu li chasidai, gather to me my devout ones, Korse Brisi Alei Zebach, those that cut a treaty with me on a carbon, on a sacrifice. Now, who are those people? Those are the Jewish people, because at the by Mount Sinai, they brought karbanos zvachim, like the pasuk says. They brought shlam and peace offerings. And it says that Moshe Rabbeinu took that blood and he sprinkled it on the nation. He said, behold, this is the blood of the covenant that God has cut with you. From here, we see that they do have a portion of the world to come. Adas Korach, the congregation of Korach, who tried to rebel against Moshe and Aaron, Eina Asid Alalus, they will not ever come up. The Torah teaches us that they were swallowed alive. They are down there, and they have no chance of getting out. The earth covered them. That's being on this world. When it says that they were lost from the congregation, and if we're to come, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva, that says that the members of Korach and his posse don't have a portion of the world to come. Rabbi Lezer says, on the people of Korach, it says, God causes to die and to bring back to life. Morid Sha'al, the Almighty Peace, causes people to go down to the depths, Vayal, and they come back up. So Morid Sha'al, those that go down to the depths, is talking about Korach, Vayal, and it says that they do come back up. Asaras Hashvatim, the 10 tribes, you know that Sancheiv, the king, the Assyrian king, he exiled the Jews. 10 of those tribes, Eder Nasidim Lachzer, they're not going to come back from the exile. Shenemar Vayashlichim Al Eretz Acheres Kehom Hazeh, and he cast them away to a different land, like nowadays. Just like today, the day today goes and it doesn't come back. So too, the 10 tribes that were exiled with Sancheiv, the king of Ashur, they don't come back. Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Now, even though Rabbi Akiva holds that they were punished, but it just means them, that generation, not their children or grandchildren. Rabbi Lezer Omer Ma Yom Mafil. Just like the day gets dark in the evening, Omer, and it gets light by Boker in the morning, so to the 10 tribes that it was very dark for them when they went out to the exile, in the future, there will be a radiance and that will shine upon them, and they will get a portion in the world to come. I guess we see from this Mishnah that if a person commits a cardinal sin, not only could they lose their life in this world, but they could also lose their life in the world to come. Wishing you an amazing Shabbos.